Dan and Laura Sudhoff have been together for 58 years. Their love story starts in Dumont, New Jersey, in the seventh grade. Since then, they've been through a lot together. Difficult parents, teenage pregnancy, a move to Vermont, raising two kids in an old farmhouse. Today, as part of our series of stories about love, independent producer Anna Van Dyne talked to Dan and Laura about their long partnership.
Love is not being able to start your day without the person you love.
Love is life. It's what makes us exist.
I'm Daniel Sudhoff. I live in Roxbury, Vermont.
My name is Laura Sudhoff, and I live in Roxbury, Vermont also.
We met in the schoolyard. I'm sitting there, dumb as dirt, just being a kid, and I get approached by her girlfriend, who tells me that she likes me.
I remember Dan being taller than all the other kids and looking more like a man.
Laura was skinny, didn't dress well at all. She had a weird haircut. But there was something about her that was undeniable. For me, I grew up in a dysfunctional household, and there wasn't a lot of love going around. So at the beginning, just to have someone that you could be with who wasn't judging you or slapping you around was really nice. And it was so warm and so inviting, and she was so sweet to me. I had never had that before.
I also didn't have a lot of love in my family. I mean, they loved me, but it was very traditional and whatever. But here I had this person that really liked me and wanted to be with me, and that felt really good.
So that's where it started, and it was pretty young to get started, but you know, when you know, you know.
When we found out that we were pregnant, I was 17.
I was 18 when we found out. And we left Planned Parenthood, and there was a long stairway, and we danced all the way down.
We did. And all the way down the street. We were so happy. We were elated. It didn't matter about all the things that everybody warned us about. We were going to be together, and we were going to have this wonderful child that was made from love. And we were just thrilled. We were thrilled. So I was going to high school. Dan was working. I still live with my parents. I had to tell them. That was rough.
We had to tell them.
Actually, Dan told them.
Yes. I told them. Her mother hit the ceiling, screeching like a stepped-on cat. The father got real quiet and gave me a beer. He knew that he didn't want to have a pregnant daughter home all by herself, and he was very wise there. He accepted me. The mother never did, which was okay with me because I didn't care much for her either.
So, yeah, so we told them, and then we planned this wedding. We all loaded up into the car, his older brother's Lincoln. I had my friend make a wedding dress.
She was still sewing it on the way to...
Yeah, she was still sewing it on the way to the town hall. And it was the weekend of the Memorial Day, so the entire outside of it was all decorated.
The town hall was
town all hall decorated. Was all decorated. So it looked like, you know, that they were decorating for us. Yeah, so we had an apartment and a car and a baby quickly. So, you know, our parents were really worked up about us being kids with a baby. And that went on for a while until we finally figured out that we had to move.
Got our buddies together. We had a good crew of friends. And we loaded up their Volkswagen buses and their Ford vans, all our stuff, and we moved up to Vermont. Then our life really started. hasn't always been easy. We didn't have any money, and we grew at different rates. Laura would take a growth spurt because we were kids, and I would lag behind. And then I would take a growth spurt, and she would lag behind. So as we were growing up, there was times where we didn't see eye to eye. But there was always love, and there was always those kids that we had to take care of.
There was difficult times, but we had things weaving us constantly, weaving us together. We worked together. We made all our decisions together. It was the weaving. We wove everything together. I never wanted to unweave it. We've been married for 53 years.
And then we were together for...
Five.
I'm 72. She's 71. At 72, we know the best years are behind us. But we still got love. No, I just want to take it to the end of the line. I want her to be with me, and I want to be with her in our last moments.
Me too.
That was Dan and Laura Sudhoff of Roxbury.